Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge has been far less visible in recent weeks than when he first took office. Instead of appearing in the White House briefing room to announce security alerts or the latest on anthrax, he's working on next year's budget. It's expected to include $15 billion or more for Homeland Defense. Ridge also has been reaching out to state and local officials who are eager to see how much help they'll get to secure their communities. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Tom Ridge has been saying for weeks that Homeland Security will only work with a strong partnership between the federal government and state and local officials. He also says something that's music to those officials' ears.
They will need support from the federal government, and we plan to begin providing that support, making that down payment in the 2003 budget.
Exactly what that down payment will be is still being nailed down, but Ridge says it will be substantial, and those who've discussed the issue with the administration say it will clearly be in the billions. That's important for state and local governments, which complain that their budgets have been stretched to the limit over the past 3 months. The National Governors Association estimates that additional anti-terrorism costs for states will run about $6 billion this year. Executive Director Ray Shapock says governors are encouraged by what they're hearing so far from the administration, but they'll also be wary until they see exactly how the administration plans to pay for more domestic defense.
That is a concern, is that there'll be some pretty significant increases in Homeland Security, but it will compete with a lot of other priorities, some of which will be money that currently comes to the states in for environmental protection and education and highways and so on.
Local officials note that Congress approved $20 billion in anti-terrorism funding this year, but it also cut back on local law enforcement block grants. That's money localities rely on to meet their security needs. Jeff Griffin is mayor of Reno, Nevada. He says the city has spent about $100,000 since September 11th on overtime for police to protect the airport, water treatment facilities, and other buildings in response to federal alerts. The city's been able to absorb the extra costs, but Griffin isn't sure how long it can do so.
At some point in time, we're going to either have to increase literally the number of officers that we have on the street or find another way to do it, because we're not going to be able to just continue this level of enhanced security and vigilance with overtime. People will burn out.
Ridge says there will be more money in the budget to train and equip so-called first responders, local police, firefighters, and emergency personnel. Javier Gonzalez is president of the National Association of Counties and a commissioner in Santa Fe County, New Mexico. He says his area could use the funds, but it also needs something more from the federal government.
It's not just about the money. It is about greater coordination, greater sharing of information. And that's going to take a lot of work by the federal government because they have a difficult time, as it is, as we've seen in the past, of sharing information with themselves, much less being able to share it in a manner which we can actually use at the local level.
He and other officials say they're heartened by recent gestures from Washington. Gonzalez says local U.S. attorneys have started regular meetings with public safety officials to better coordinate anti-terrorism efforts. But there are still serious impediments to sharing important intelligence with state and local officials. Reno Mayor Griffin says for the local FBI office to share information with him, he has to fill out a 12-page form and undergo a background check.
And of course, the typical American mayor says, well, yeah, I do that every 4 years. They call it an election, and we think we get vetted fairly significantly as it is now.
Ridge agrees that a more sensible system is needed. He says this will be one of several Homeland Security issues addressed in the president's budget, due out by early February. He says besides more funding for local emergency services, there will also be more federal aid to help the public health care system respond to a bioterrorism attack. Ridge also expects to unveil a better alert system to address complaints that recent terrorism warnings were too vague to be of much value. In the meantime, the Homeland Security Office is also working on a longer-range national defense strategy. Ridge says whatever the results, states and localities will have to bear some of the burden.
We can't do it all. The responsibilities and costs from area to area within Homeland Security have to be shared in this national system, but the federal government was prepared to step up and make some very substantial down payments.
Just what that means in terms of real dollars is something local officials are eagerly waiting to hear. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.